Welcome back to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline, NFL insider, also at Mile High Sports, and one of my personal favorite Twitter follows. He's Benjamin Albright. Hey, Ben, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Doing all right, brother. Glad to have you back on. Thanks for taking some time with us today. Let's start with the crazy news, which is whatever the hell is going on with Shady McCoy. From just a football standpoint, the Bills' entire offense is built around LeSean McCoy. What do they need to be doing right now?
Well, they need to be having some backup, backup plan in place. And with the running back position, you always need to have a backup plan in place anyway. Building around the most injured position in the NFL is not really a savvy move if you don't have a plan B. You just need to make sure that, your ducks in a row if this thing turns sideways. As a team, you need to be investigating the situation, talking to LeSean, making sure that he did or didn't have any part of this and kind of figuring out your path forward.
Now, if he did have a part in this, his career has got to be over, right?
Well, you would think so. Of course, we've seen the league allow guys to do bad things before and stick around. So, I wish I could say definitively that if he had a hand in this, that would be the case. But I think that we know that has not been the case.
Now, one of the guys who will not be their backup plan is DeMarco Murray. DeMarco Murray decided to call it a career. Were you surprised that Murray had some interest going around the league. He should have had more, but is this something that kind of took you by surprise, or is this him kind of admitting, my body's really beat up and it's just time?
I think it's him admitting that he's lost a step and his body's beat up and it's time to do that. DeMarco Murray hadn't been the same guy. He's had flashes here or there, but he hadn't been the same guy since, he stepped out behind that dominant Dallas offensive line. So, I think he's, a lot of people recognize that, he was kind of a byproduct of the situation that he was in. There's talent there, but it wasn't maybe at the level that people thought it was. And, I think it's time to, not let your body get beat up the way it was getting beat up every week if it's not going to be for the right amount of money or, the right goals, like a championship situation.
Now, you had mentioned that, your team at running back, you should have a backup plan. The Houston Texans, their backup plan is going to be recovering from a ruptured Achilles. Otherwise, they don't really have a backup plan if something happens to Lamar Miller. Is that something that they are working on that you know of or that they should be working on? Or if you were looking at the Texans, would you look at their backfield and say, I'm pretty good with that?
Well, I think I would make a bigger investment there in terms of draft picks, but they've got the other kid there, and I can't think of his name off the top of my head, Foreman, who they expect things out of. They've got some additional talent back there, some additional young talent. It's not Lamar Miller's level, probably, but that's what you do. You try to put the best roster together that you can and go from there.
All right. Now, we're talking with Benjamin Albright, NFL insider, also with Mile High Sports. As long as we're talking about insane legal stuff, Kellen Winslow II is currently facing trial for a fistful of felonies. Involving sexual assaults with people who apparently cannot identify him. And now he's facing another charge. They've tacked another charge onto him from a totally different person that he reportedly sexually assaulted an unconscious teenager 15 years ago. If you sexually assault an underage kid, you do time. I don't care how long ago it was. They throw you in the thing, and if you live long enough to come out, we'll discuss. But I've never seen a case where so many people could not actually identify a guy who was as big and has as many tattoos as Kellen Winslow II has.
Well, if you saw his pictures from court, I think it wouldn't surprise you. Kellen Winslow doesn't look anything like Kellen Winslow anymore. I saw a picture of him in court and I didn't recognize it at first glance without a headline. So, I think that they're trying their best to skate on some things. Kellen's always had some troubling legal issues with sex related things chasing him around. There's been several instances, where he skated on things before. I don't know if, he's necessarily 100% guilty of this, but when there's smoke, usually there's fire, and this has been something that's been dogging him for years.
And is there a rift or something between he and his father? Because I never see anything from Kellen Winslow Sr. about Kellen Winslow II.
Well, that's been rumored for quite some time. I don't know that anybody's come out and spoken about that, on or off the record. But I'll say that that's been strongly hinted at and rumored for a while.
All right, Benjamin, let's get closer to your home, because last year the Denver Broncos were pretty much undone by the quarterback position, among other things. The quarterback position was hideous. They bring in Case Keenum. Is Keenum going to be good enough on that team for them to legitimately compete in the division, or is he a stopover until they figure out what they're going to do?
Well, I think it's both. I think he is the stopover. They want Paxton Lynch to become the guy. They're going to give him another shot this year to see what happens in the backup role. But, I think that Case, given the productivity that he had last year, if he brings that to the Broncos, they're a better team. They feel like the division is really sort of up for grabs this season. You've got a Raiders team that's decided to load up on old people. You've got a Chiefs team that sent off Alex Smith to bring in Mahomes. And I think Mahomes is going to be a star in this league, but I also think that he's a young quarterback and he's going to struggle early or have his least inconsistencies. And then you get the Chargers, who are supremely talented on paper but seem to always find a way to shoot themselves in the foot. So I think that the Broncos look at this situation and say, well, this division's kind of up for grabs. If we can get even competent quarterback play, we can be competitive. And let's see where that takes us while we, take one more look at Paxton Lynch.
Benjamin, the Houston Texans have, one of the young, dynamic quarterbacks in the league in Deshaun Watson. They've decided to surround him for the second straight year with what appears to be the worst offensive line in football. Can he pull off the magic again? I mean, I'm a believer that if you ball, you ball. But can, now that the league has seen him, I'm sure they're going to make their adjustments. Do you think that Watson can be as effective over the course of the whole year behind that line as he was a year ago? Or will he have more growing pains, or some growing pains at least this year?
Well, I think it would be impossible to sustain the offensive pace that he had. Those were historic numbers, that he was putting up in that. I will say that Bill O'Brien's offense is designed to be a bit more dink and dunk, a lot of inside slant, Y-stick concept type stuff, a lot of short stuff to get rid of the ball quickly. I think if it becomes a situation where they're trying to go vertical all the time and he's having to run for his life, that's not going to be conducive to his health. I do expect a significant amount of regression, at least statistically, from him. I will say this, that a lot of people didn't realize he had the highest interception rate in the NFL while he was a starter. It was a very, very high interception rate. So it was drowned out by all the points they were putting up, but he was turning the ball over quite a bit too. So people need to be a little bit cautious on Deshaun Watson, given that small sample that we saw last year.
Another team that's trying to bounce back from an awful season, the New York Giants. They decide they're not going to go for the quarterback of the future. They get Saquon Barkley. They sign Nate Solder, who was basically the only left tackle on the market worth anything. Are they, bringing back, Odell Beckham Jr. has A, recovered from his injuries, and B, is being a good boy and showing up and doing all the things and not holding out and not causing trouble with the new regime. Are the Giants legitimately looking at a bounce-back offensive season, or are they going to be held back by the quarterback position?
Well, yeah, I think they're going to be a little held back by the quarterback position. That offensive line is not very good. Spending a number two pick on a running back is an absolute waste of a top five pick. You should never take a running back in the top 10 picks just based on the amount of salary you have to allocate to that position. You know, even a game changer, the money isn't worth it. It shrinks your Super Bowl window. So, you know, and I don't think they're in a Super Bowl window. I think the Giants are a team that you may see some better offense out of this year. Certainly Shermer's Dink and Dunk will, you know, will put up yardage totals, you know, by the end of the game. But, I'm concerned with how often they're going to be able to score. I'm concerned with whether or not they're going to be able to stop anybody. You know, and in the division that I think is getting tougher, you've got a Philly team that, of course, just went to the Super Bowl. I think Washington's going to be better with Alex Smith than it was with Kirk Cousins. And then you've got, you know, of course, you've got a Dallas team that's lurking back there as well.
Benjamin Albright, NFL insider, Mile High Sports, with us on the hotline. Dez Bryant still not signed. Do you believe that he is going to wind up in San Francisco? Because I bet Jimmy Garoppolo could really use a wide receiver that five out of six NFL fans have heard of.
Well, you know, there may be something to that. Basically, Dez is waiting kind of to see what shakes out, you know, at the start of camp and preseason, and look to see who gets injured, who's going to be a contender. The last thing he wants to do is, you know, kind of Anquan Bolden himself, where he goes and signs on a roster and then realizes it's not a contender and decides he doesn't want to do it, that kind of thing. So, you know, he's looking for a contender. He's looking to make sure that he signs on with the right team. There are offers in front of him. He just simply hasn't accepted them.
Benjamin Albright, Mile High Sports NFL insider, with us on the hotline. Follow him on Twitter at AlbrightNFL. That's Albright with two L's. AlbrightNFL. He's one of my favorite followers. Always glad to have you on the show, Benjamin. Thanks for taking some time with us. Hopefully we'll get to catch up soon.
Absolutely, brother. Take care.
All right, Benjamin Albright with us on the hotline, NFL insider. Always, that guy knows everything that's going on. I give him all the credit in the world. That guy finds every story. Matter of fact, do you remember the story about that the Texans had passed on Peyton Manning?
Yeah.
That they were going to stick with Matt Schaub. They passed on Peyton Manning. Broken by Benjamin Albright. I was working at another station, and as soon as that story came out, it was my job to get him booked. We actually got him booked in that hour. So it was like, go track him down. And I've been you know, been following ever since. Great, great NFL follow. Speaking of guys who things aren't going so well for, we just mentioned a little bit, but it's going from bad to worse for this former NFL player. Next.